With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Hastings Raiders girls tennis team is already approaching the end of the 2020 regular season as they prepare for the Metro East Conference Championships. Head coach Marissa Welch of the Raiders updates fans on where the Raiders are at heading into this week.
We are a good chunk into the season, and so I can't remember if we talked about this on the preview, but just for a reminder, so we are playing every team in the conference once, and then the conference will seed us according to our record. Starting next week, we will do conference playoffs. So we are through a good chunk of those matches. The girls are looking solid. It is super fun. We've had South St. Paul, we've had Sibley, Tartan North, we've had just a good handful of matches, and we played Matamidi, and they are just strong as ever. But the girls showed a new level of heart out there, a new level of desire and fight, and that was just really encouraging to see. And I think it's, you know, in part to just the different culture out there this year, just knowing that, you know, each match could be our last and just not taking anything for granted. There's so much going on, and now that school has started too, that it's kind of nice just to play conference matches. It's not we're here, there, and everywhere, and who's tomorrow, and who's the next day, and who's here, there. I think it's nice to just focus, you know, usually every Tuesday, every Thursday is a conference match. So they are rested, they're ready to play, they just give it their all, and they leave it all out on the court. So we've had a bunch of 7-0s, we've had a few 7-0s, we had our 0-7 against Matamidi, but I told the girls after the match, I said, hey, best 0-7 match I've ever been a part of. So that's kind of how we're going. We're really strong. We got the jitters out with South St. Paul first match of the season and kind of, you know, figure out how the math plans do the match and how changing on the opposite sides is going to play and just all those little things that we never thought would add so much to a match.
Coach Welch on a handful of Raiders that are playing some great tennis as we approach the Metro East Conference Championships.
Yeah, so we have senior captains Henri Sakakibara and Erica Henricks coming back for year two in their captains. And we have senior captain Maya Green joining them. And she has just been a huge addition to the leadership on the team and just kind of forging forward with our goal of team unity. And so they each bring something great to the table with their strengths as the leader. But we have 15 seniors over the 43 girls that are signed up for both varsity and JV. So 43 girls total this year, and then 15 seniors out of that. I have, between 6 and 8 of them playing in our varsity pod, and then we have just a good chunk of them on JV, and they couldn't be more special girls. They are always wanting to hit, always wanting to play more. Sammy said when they were at Matamidi, they played twice through, and then our girls were still playing each other at the end. So it just does our hearts good that these girls just love tennis so much and that they've found a little home in our tennis family and that they continue to be committed to it. They are having so much fun with it. As far as varsity goes, over half of our team are returners and are seniors. So they're bringing it all. They are bringing, you know, 4 or 5 years for Erica and Henry. They're bringing that to each match. They're bringing the experience along with them. We have them. We have Charlotte Kranz and Molly Moran. And then Chloe Conradi and Ellie Haas, who were kind of bubble players last year. Autumn Winkler is a returner. Claire Keller is a freshman now. She joined us last year as an 8th grader, so still in big shoes right off the bat. So the girls, they mesh well. Chloe is just an amazing cheerleader, whether she's on the court or playing exhibition. She is just a phenomenal team player and brings great energy to the other girls and makes it okay for them to cheer and have fun with it. And so I love seeing that more than anything this year. I love just the friendships and the relationships developed. And then, of course, the cheering, you know, you get out of your own skin and you think about your teammates and you put your teammates before yourself. And that's part of my coaching purpose is service. And so I love seeing that from the girls.
Whether it's virus-related hiccups or even the weather, it's been nice that much of it has worked out throughout the fall season. Coach Welch agrees.
Yeah, you know, we've been fortunate, too, with our weather that we haven't missed but one day. Even with that, we have our fun Fridays. And so it's like we're getting out there. We're having a good time. We even had a session with Cinder Kampoff, who is probably multiple coaches have talked about her and her group, but part of a sports psychology program. And we just do mental training with them. And we were able to have a super fun session with them where the girls, you know, figuring different challenges out. And then they also kind of switched gears on us and had them pick values and made us this really cool poster board of the three values that the girls picked were respect, trustworthiness, and fun. Anything that kind of comes up, whether they ace a test at school or they play a hard match and they grind it out or they win or they whatever it might be, we write that down on the tape board. And so that was really kind of a cool thing that we still got to have this season, as well as I mentioned, we've been doing Fun Fridays. And those are just the best. Girls look forward to it. We've never done anything consistently like this. And Sammy and I had already talked about it last year. Thursdays, football always got to do some extra fun competitions that my husband's actually in charge of. And it's like, how can we do that on the tennis court? So Sammy and I had already kind of, you know, touched base on that. Last year, we weren't able to implement it, but we had enough talk about it that this year it just came naturally. And it's just been a fun Friday. The girls get there and we play games the whole time. And I love the giggles. I love the amazing hits. You know, it's out of context and it's just great atmosphere. So that has been fun, fun, fun.
We'll have more on the Hastings Raiders girls tennis team early next week. Couple of big sports nuggets to look forward to early next week. First, on Monday, the Minnesota State High School League is calling a special meeting to revisit the fact if fall sports should be coming back for this 2020 season. Those two fall sports we're talking about include both football and volleyball. KDWA Sports will have more throughout Monday afternoon on the ruling from the Minnesota State High School League, and we'll also have reaction and more from Tri-County area coaches. Let's shift gears to Tuesday night. A big soccer doubleheader right here on KDWA Radio as the Hastings Raiders boys and girls round out their 2020 regular season. They do it at the cozy confines of McNamara Stadium at Todd Field, and they'll host the Simley Spartans. The girls will have their senior night game at 5 o'clock p.m. The boys will hit the field under the lights for the nightcap at 7. We will have all of your action on KDWA starting with your pregame show at 4:45, also on Facebook Live. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.